Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I hope you had a great weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us here on WWL. So it's a Monday. It's cloudy. A chance of some rain. But hey, look, you know what? There's a positive side to all this. It's not as damn hot as it's been. So like, this is like really nice. I know it's not that pleasant. It's not like it's fall, but it's better than it was. And gas prices are down about a penny a gallon. So, you know, this is good news. We have got a lot to talk about this afternoon, so just hang on with us. Do TV commercials for adults influence children? I mean, I've heard this argument my entire career. A Michigan kindergarten student brought margarita mix with alcohol to her school for snack time. Was a TV commercial to blame? And did a commercial ever convince you to buy something that you really didn't want to buy? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the power of commercials coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, reaction to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade does continue. If you're pro-life, I don't understand this whole take on this. Because the new buzz phrase is, oh, they're not doing anything. They're just giving it back to the states to decide. I followed this my entire career. And pro-life has been based on life starts from the moment of conception. So I find it interesting that now so many people are saying, no, it's really about just giving it back to the states. I think there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that this afternoon. And do you agree with Justice Clarence Thomas? Contraception and same-sex marriage should be revisited. So, look, we can't ignore the obvious. Crime in New Orleans. Another violent weekend. So here we are on another Monday, trying to be different. But because of the situation, we really can't be that different. So we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Also, Mayor Cantrell's approval rating is out, 44%. It's down a number of points from last year. So the mayor is losing support among the citizens of New Orleans. And also, there is a judge in Shreveport. Again, I know this was just breaking. We've got the story on our website, but this is just breaking here this afternoon. A judge in Shreveport has gone to court and put a ban on the trigger law in Louisiana, correct?
So it's the Shreveport abortion clinic that I think asked for the stay. Okay. It was granted by Orleans Parish Civil District Judge Robin Geruso, who said that Louisiana's trigger law was unconstitutionally vague. So at this time, all the clinics are still closed, and I don't think anybody's performing any elective abortions today. But right. The trigger law that was signed by John Bel Edwards just quite recently, I think the week before last, has been paused by a federal judge, and we're waiting to see what happens next.
Okay. So we'll follow that story. But again, I mean, you have to change your whole attitude when it comes to having an abortion. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. So there's an article on our website, WWL.com, and it's titled, we've got one article titled Violence-Filled Saturday and Early Sunday in New Orleans. The other article is entitled Public Apathy, Fatigue, Malaise, or Lack of Care About City Violence. And this quotes UNO professor of political science, Dr. Ed Chervenak. And he says, quote, "We seem to have a general sense of lawlessness out there right now. With the crime, carjackings, the shootings, the street stunts, the graffiti, it does appear that things are breaking down at this point. And so he's asked, well, why are people not calling for change? Why are people not organizing? Why are people not protesting? And he says, I know a lot of people are frustrated, but it may seem like people are just recovering from the pandemic, COVID, and maybe they're just not ready to go out there and generate enough anger to protest in the streets and to demand change over crime. And, you know, he's probably got a very good point there. I mean, we talk about this, and I talk about it often, and I feel like it's a kind of a waste of time. But, I mean, I'm not going to let it go, because we can't let it go. I mean, we can't become apathetic. And we can chew gum and walk at the same time. We can come out of the pandemic. We can deal with inflation. We can deal with Supreme Court decisions. We can deal with changes in our lives. And we can also do something to just demand. And again, what is the demand? What is the demand that's going to lead to change? Maybe that's the thing that we're a little confused about. I mean, what is really going to manifest change? Because there's no doubt that there's lawlessness in the city. There's no doubt that the city of New Orleans has been lenient on criminals. More lenient on criminals and less empathetic toward the victims. And this has led to where we are today. But this is not a New Orleans problem. It's a nationwide problem. But even though there are new robberies and things like that going on Veterans Highway, we talked about that last week, it does seem as if, overwhelmingly, the crimes are committed in New Orleans. Because the criminals don't fear the police. They don't fear the consequences. So if there's not enough of a consequence for this behavior, if this is encouraged, somebody sent me on social media. Somebody sent me this video of somebody at the corner of Bourbon and Canal getting knocked out and robbed. And they knock the guy out. And they rob him and they walk off. And it's like there was two guys and a girl involved. And two guys were one of them was knocked out and robbed. The other one kind of tried to stop it, but he couldn't do anything against these other guys. And so this is the kind of mentality that has been allowed to breed in our city. Figuratively and literally, breed in our city. And so I know it sounds boring every Monday, and sometimes we do it during the week as well whenever it happens, but especially on a Monday, it's always a violent weekend in New Orleans. And there's not one thing in place that seems to be a reason to stop it or to even slow it down. You hear promises. We heard the mayor talk. We heard the police chief talk. We need more than talk. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But make no mistake about it. What we have with crime here in this city and the crime problems in other cities, much of that has to do with a very liberal approach to crime. And a microcosm of that was the campaign promise of DA Jason Williams, I will not prosecute juveniles as adults. That was a huge mistake. He realizes it now. But that is the liberal mentality that has led us into where we are today. So let's not get complacent. Ian Hoke is our studio producer today.
What?
How was your weekend?
It was a weekend. It was a kind of unexpected weekend. I was supposed to go up to the North Mississippi Hill Country picnic, just outside. I think it's Doxley State Park or something like that. I've only been once before, but it's a big thing for my fiance's family. So we were supposed to go do that. Ended up not doing that. So we ended up with Saturday and Sunday where we just kind of chilled out, goofed off. We did a little bit of like spring cleaning, you know, cleaning out old closets and arranging stuff in the attic. I played a lot of video games. It was pretty nice, actually.
You know, sometimes when you have plans and they're interrupted and you don't go through with the plans and you have nothing to do, it's really a blessing.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have planned to do those things that you did if you would have, you would have planned on something else if you weren't going to go to this picnic in Mississippi.
No.
But not going to that, okay, now you've got this time on your hands and you take care of that stuff.
Who could have guessed that I would spend 4 hours yesterday playing a 25-year-old video game? But I did it. I wouldn't have planned to do that, but, you know, whatever.
What was the game?
Quake.
Quake.
Quake. I don't know. It's like one of the first-person shooter games, like Doom or like Wolfenstein or one of those ones where you run around and you kill zombies.
So you played violent video games over the weekend. Do I need to fear for my life here?
Not unless you start shooting death rays and stuff at me, or you like get in the way of my golden key.
Okay.
What have you.
Okay.
No, but I'm kind of stressed out, though, because we spent some time yesterday also, like I said, cleaning out closets and rearranging the attic and stuff. And it's a zoo up here today, to put it nicely. We're getting ready to have a big rearrangement of our office space.
Yes.
And so we're cleaning out like a lot of old promotions closet and these rooms that haven't really been opened in years, you know, that have just old paperwork and stuff in them. So, gentle listener, imagine, if you will, that there's like legal document boxes like all the way to the ceiling. All the hallways all around here, back by the kitchen, the men's room, and my office. It's very exciting. It's going to be great to get it all done. But I thought I put all that stuff behind me yesterday, and now I get up to the office, which is supposed to be a nice, calm,
organized place. It's chaos.
It's moving day up here. So yeah, it is
kind of crazy. And you know, I picked up a brand new. Well, it's new. It's been released before, but I picked up an Imagine Dragons CD, a Bon Jovi CD. So you know,
been
I'm
in the promotions closet.
I'm happy,
since 2006.
Yeah. So it's kind of
that's
cool.
So funny.
That's fun. All right, there was a big decision made by the Supreme Court concerning a coach who was kneeling and praying on the field after football games. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the coach. So how do you feel about this? All right, we'll set this up for you and tell you about the ruling. And it's another ruling from a conservative court. The vote was 6-3. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. But yeah, we'll talk about this this latest ruling when it comes to prayer and school. Now, look, it has been so hot. I think it's appropriate that we play this song. I mean, it's not much of a change, but come on. It has been so hot that this is nice. And the cloudy sky on this Monday afternoon is making it feel even better. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's been a battle for a long time, this whole idea of prayer in schools. And there are so many people who just honestly believe, they have this like hardcore belief that if we just return prayers to schools, things would change. I don't buy into that theory, but a lot of people do believe that. But the Supreme Court made a very significant ruling earlier today.
The High Court has ruled 6-3 in favor of a Washington State high school football coach who sought to pray on the field after games. The court's conservative majority says the First Amendment protected Joseph Kennedy, who was put on paid leave at Bremerton High School after defying repeated requests to stop kneeling and praying on the field. The case forced the justices to wrestle with balancing the religious and free speech rights of teachers and coaches with the rights of students not to feel pressured into taking part in religious practices. The court's three liberals say the ruling sets us further down a perilous path in forcing states to entangle themselves with religion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
So during arguments in this case, the attorney Paul Clement said that former high school football coach Joseph Kennedy was simply expressing his freedom of speech when he was praying and kneeling on the field after games.
When Coach Kennedy took a knee at midfield after games to say a brief prayer of thanks, his expression was entirely his own. That private religious expression was doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clauses.
And Justice Kagan asked, well, what happens when student athletes are pressured into participating in these religious exercises?
If you look at our prayer cases, the idea of why the school can discipline him is that that puts a kind of undue pressure, a kind of coercion on students to participate in religious activities when they may not wish to, when their religion is different or when they have no religion.
So here we go. Another debate that involves religion, involves the government. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ronald in New Orleans East. Hey, Ronald, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Let me say this to you. I referee football in the Catholic schools. They may say a prayer before the national anthem here in Louisiana, and nothing is said. And I know that a lot of those kids, some of them are not, you know, of the Catholic religion.
Right.
Okay. Next, with the same sex, I don't think that's going to be reversed. People are panicking, you know, about that, and they interpret it. But what bothers me is that you got this LGBTQ recruitment sales in these elementary schools with these drag queens, and they're showing them, you know, with kids, and to me, what's the difference between drag queens after kids than pedophiles?
Oh, there's no difference between drag queens and pedophiles, Ronald. I mean, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. There is no, I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. No difference between drag queens and pedophiles. Let's go to Stephen on the West Bank. Stephen, you're on WWL.
Well, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole at all. I think the manager just lost his mind a little bit.
Okay.
But let me get to the point on my call, because I'm getting perturbed with all these companies coming up and say they're going to sponsor abortion. They're going to do anything they can do for abortion.
Okay.
I think a person deserves the right to do what they want to do with their body, but it comes a point in time where we've got to make some changes. What the Supreme Court did, in essence, it boils down to the states. The states have jurisdiction now. So, and I can tell you this for a fact. Right now, easiest way to get an abortion, there's a pill now, so the pill's going to travel through, come on, the pill's going to travel through each state. You're not going to know who's having an abortion, who's not having an abortion. And to be honest with you, I don't see how, you know, even in Louisiana here, I promise you, you know, the way it is now, if incest or rape it gets to that point, I promise you, and Dominic Ellis is kind of said this in essence, that they're going to be able to have an abortion, because if someone's raped or incest, I don't think they'll be forced to not, you know, have that baby through his term. And not only that, what bugs me is that if my mother had an abortion, your mother had an abortion, Oprah, all these people I see on all these NBC, CBS, and ABC, if their parents had an abortion, guess what? They wouldn't be here. So for them to say, well, we got to make it legal, you know, a person deserves the right to choose what they want to do with their body, let me say this right now. The bottom line, if you're poor, there's avenues out there, there's programs out there who will put your baby for adoption. There's foster care. And look at many poor kids nowadays or welfare on a system. So don't say that, you know, these kids don't deserve to be born, because let me tell you something. After the 15th, 16th month, that poor person, that poor inside a woman's stomach takes on, becomes a human being. And in essence, you're destroying a human being.
Yeah.
So how you feel, how, you know, if you were that child inside your mother's womb.
Hey, Stephen, you know what? You're really onto something here. I mean, you're so right. And boy, when somebody gets to the 14th or 16th months of pregnancy, man, you can't abort that baby at that point. Wow, we are starting off with some really profound phone calls. Hey, it's Monday, so, you know, I guess that can happen. I guess people have had all this energy pent up all weekend long, and they just couldn't wait to Monday to call the show. Whew, let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Yeah, I'll start reading some of the texts as soon as I get my jaw up off the floor. Here's a text that says, I like the prayer ruling. It was a voluntary, spontaneous prayer group. If the First Amendment is ignored, then the Founding Fathers might as well have stayed in England. Many people I've met overseas are in awe of how the country got started and of its philosophy perpetuated in the First Amendment.
Okay. I'm still very much in favor of a school not leading a prayer. And we talk about this often. You know, for the Christians who say, oh, this is great, this is freaking awesome. What about the Muslim prayer? What about the Hindus? What about the Jews? If you open it up for one prayer, you open it up for all kinds of prayers. Is that okay? So, you know, obviously this is a bit of a controversy. You know, I don't know that it's that big a deal. I mean, if kids don't have to participate, the main ruling is that a teacher, and in this case, a coach, up to this point, has not been allowed to lead a prayer. Now, I think what they're arguing is that the coach is just praying. And if kids want to join him, that's fine. He's not forcing anybody to be part of the prayer. And the whole Supreme Court decision about prayer in school is the idea that the school itself, because the school represents the government, if it's a public school, and the school cannot lead a prayer. And then, which prayer do you read? There are Christians who don't like Catholics, don't like Catholic prayers. There are Catholics that don't like evangelical prayers. And there are so many people who don't want a Muslim prayer. So, you know, so that's the problem.
Yeah, I'll throw you a little bit here. I got two texts, one right after the other, that says, not that I want to, but what happens if someone wants to pray to the devil? I would say right. That is also protected, right?
Yes.
Text right after that says, I'm looking forward to the moment that a Muslim coach pulls out his prayer rug and prays to Allah at one of these Southern high school football games.
That's what this opens the door for. And so, you know, I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize how close we're getting to fascism. All of these things that are happening support the concept of fascism. And those on the right who are trying to fight fascism are actually accepting a form of fascism in their name, in their honor, in their ideology. It's okay. But the scary thing is they may not always be in charge, and somebody else can come along and use the same mechanisms, legal mechanisms that are in place to implement their religious philosophies.
Democracy is so hard, and people's fifis get hurt all the time. So now we're just going to have fascism. Great. Good. Got it.
Good.
Here's one more that says, why does this coach have to go to the 50-yard line? Is the connection to heaven better? Just pray on your own, out of sight and out of mind. This guy was trying to prove a point.
Well, I guess he was. And there are so many people who say, well, you know, you can't pray in school. Well, you can pray in school. You can tell your kids to pray in school. Nobody can stop you from praying. Kids can pray in school. The teacher can't lead the prayer. And if you think that a prayer led by a teacher is the simple answer to our problems, or even a significant solution to our problems, I think that's being very, very naive. Let's go to Cosmo in New Orleans. Hey, Cosmo.
Hey Scoot. First of all, I want to shout out to my pal in Gentilly, Justin. Hey, look, a couple of weeks ago, you had Father Jim Weiner on from Notre Dame Seminary. I just want to tell you that we had a send-off party for him last Sunday at St. Andrews.
Oh, wow.
He did his last mass there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's starting a new parish in Pittsburgh with between 24,000 and 30,000 parishioners.
Wow.
13 masses on the weekend.
Whoa. I mean yeah. they're gonna have to have an express confessional for six sins or less.
Can you imagine? So anyway, we can agree to disagree. I'm a devout, I'm pro-life Catholic. You know, the way I look at it, Scoot, I think it was a good decision by the Supreme Court. And even though I voted for Trump, that's basically what he ran on when he was elected. He said what he was going to do, and actually, he got it done. But, you know, I really believe after 15 weeks, if a woman's carrying a baby, I mean, that's pretty late in the term of pregnancy. So
I'm pro-life. We can agree to disagree, but I think handing it back to the states, because the way I look at it and what I've been reading, abortion was never in the Constitution for 49 years. It was never in there.
So, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. And neither was same-sex marriage.
Elections have consequences, Scoot.
Well, they do. Look, this is part of Trump's legacy that is going to live on. All right, Cosmo, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Richard in New Orleans. Hey, Richard.
Yeah. All the callers so far, all of those people, we're talking about religion as well as with the coach. And we're talking about what's going on in the country. For a long time, ever since Agent Orange, Donna Kahn, became president, and he ran on this. But at the same token, let's talk about religion. And let's talk about facts. And let's talk about the Bible and the Constitution.
We don't really have time for all that, but you can try.
It's going to be quick. This is quick. You got Jesus. Jesus never taught that you should not have, a woman can't have an abortion. In the Bible, there's nowhere where it says.
That point's been made.
You can't have an abortion. Now, we're talking about religion. God created the Jew. He had Judaism first. He created the Torah for the Jew. If he wanted to stop that religion and make that the dominant religion, he would have stopped, because why? He's the creator. Remember this also. We all are made in God's likely image. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Don't lie. Don't tell a lie. They forget that part, but also be kind to thy neighbor. Treat others as you want them to do unto you. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. They forget all these things in the principles, but at the same token, they're rewarding anti-American politicians who are in the taking part of the banana Republicans. They are anti-American. I've been telling you this for a long time, Scoop. I've been calling it for years, and this is coming to fruition. And you're talking about religion. It was the Jews first, then came Jesus with Christians, and then they came with the Quran with the Muslim. I'm a Muslim. I don't want to impose my views on nobody. I'm going to live my life, and then people see how I live, and then more questions. Something about this guy.
Well, and then, I think you can go back even longer than Christianity. You could go back to some of the religions of the East, some of the Asian countries, Japan, these old civilizations that, have had religion for a long time. So, look, this is confusing. I know. I think we really described the show when we opened the show with the song Manic Monday, because that's what this is turning out to be. All right. So this woman is carjacked on the I-10. She apparently is having some kind of engine trouble. She's got a BMW X5, 2015, and the hood is up, and so some guys pull up. This is at 11:03 in the morning. This is on the I-10 near the I-510 exit. Two males pull up, dark-colored sedan. At least one of them points a gun at her and demands that she surrender the vehicle. And so her car was stolen. She might have had engine trouble. Her car was stolen. What the hell? You see an opportunity to steal a car, you can't turn it down. You can't say, oh, maybe that woman's got some problems. Let's not steal her. Oh, man, we see a woman. She may have some problems. I got a gun. Let's get a car. And I'd like to know where the car is now. This is the lawlessness of which we speak. And this is one of the reasons Mayor Cantrell's approval rating is down. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. We're talking about a Supreme Court decision today that sides with a coach in Washington State. This is just outside of the Seattle area in Bremerton. And the coach was kneeling and saying a prayer on the field after games. He was suspended. He argued that he was expressing his freedom of speech. The Supreme Court, by a 6-3 vote, agreed with him. Do you agree with this decision? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let me mention that a worker at a Subway in downtown Atlanta was shot and killed. Too much mayonnaise on the sandwich. Somebody in downtown Atlanta at a Circle K gas station killed somebody because there was too much mayo on the sandwich. Welcome to 2022. And one person is dead after being killed by an alligator. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Person was dragged into a pond by an alligator and then killed over the weekend. So the progressive left is now going to try to ban all alligators. We'll be following that story. Let's go to Brian uptown. Brian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good. No, I'm having a wonderful day. I'm hanging out here at City Park and watching a little ducks go by. I mean, how can you not love our city?
Well, as you know, and this show just goes so perfectly with the serene surrounding of the park, watching the ducks go by. This is the perfect background show for that.
Indeed, sir. Yeah, I was listening to you, and I was like, oh man, I gotta give you a shout out. I'm going to go from serious to silly.
Please.
Yes. The prayer thing. Okay, I grew up in Texas, and I was senior class president in our commitments exercises. Our principal asked us to say a prayer, but he's like, I can't ask you to truly say it. And so we read from the Federalist Papers, and then said the Lord's Prayer to make everybody happy, because that was just the kind thing to do. Now on to the second subject. This is really hard, and it's kind of where I'm going to get a little bit silly. As far as Roe versus Wade, I am completely on board with not the turnover. It was one of those things where, I mean, growing up, it's a woman's right. And I was talking with a few dear friends of mine, and it was like, I feel you. But if you really want me to, I will go liberate your uterus. So I think all men should be able to go liberate uteruses. I know that's creepy. But the last one I'm going to say, and I'm going to step off on this, you were talking about this the other day, writers and contracts, music contracts.
Yes.
The whole idea of no green M&Ms, that actually is a safety thing. Because way back in the day, it was having to do how they rigged the stage.
Well, yeah, that's
true. I think it was. Shut up and let
no,
you
you're doing
talk.
I think that was. I think it was brown M&Ms, and it was Van Halen that put that in their contracts because they wanted to make sure that the promoters were paying attention to everything that was in the contract. Brian, I appreciate the call. I'm going to let you get back to the Ducks and the park. Let's go to Kyle in Baton Rouge. Kyle, I've got time for a quick comment. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Look, you know, on a football coach saying a prayer thing, I feel like I pretty well understand the context of what he was doing and how he was doing because I've been kind of following this story for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely think the man should have gotten his job back. And I think it was the proper ruling. And I'm going to tell you something. I sat here today listening to your show the first 10 or 15 minutes, and all I heard was, and you know, I love your show, but all I heard was wailing and gnashing of teeth over all the crime that's going on in the city of New Orleans. And I'm going to say this. If there were a few more football coaches willing to get on their knees and acknowledge a higher power that one day they're going to have to answer to, and were better examples to their kids of a higher power that one day they're going to have to answer to, and these kids realized it, maybe the crime rate wouldn't be going up like a rocket ship going into outer space. Oh,
Kyle, I would love for that simplistic approach to actually work. I don't think it will, but a lot of people do agree with you. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today, June the 27th, it's brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. On this day in 1970, this was the number one song in America. They were so cute back then. Remember, this was when Michael Jackson was a young black male, and then he turned out to be a white female later in life. You know, so anyway. But hey, you know what? Hey, his choice, right? If you choose to do that, you choose to do that. Anyway, they were so amazing when they first started, but this was the number one song in America, 1970. We'll be back on WWL. A very sad note on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today. On this day in 2002, John Entwistle, at the age of 57, bass player for The Who, was found dead in his hotel room in Las Vegas. He died of a heart attack that was caused by the use of cocaine. Cocaine kind of pumps up your heart a little bit. Okay, it pumps it up a lot. And, you know, a lot of the guys who were in rock who did drugs before, they're alive today because they're not doing drugs. I mean, if you're doing cocaine in Vegas, I mean, what do you even need a hotel room for? It's not like you're going to sleep. Anyway, just really, it's sad, you know? I mean, we lose another one to drug use at the age of 57. So that was a real shocker. And, the Who were about to start a tour, but I do remember when that happened. Really a sad day on our rock culture calendar. All right, do TV commercials for adults influence children? Did a commercial ever convince you to do something you didn't want to do? It's an ongoing conversation on this show. It's back on our radar because of a story that's on our website at WWL.com. So we're going to talk about that at 3. And coming up in the next hour, I honestly have a very legitimate question about the pro-life movement. And I have followed this throughout my career. When I was in radio, it was an issue. In talk radio, it's an issue. So I've been following this for a long time. I have an honest question about the pro-life crusade. And you can help me with that question. Because I think what's happening is I think that there's an attempt on the part of the far right to distract from the magnitude of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. They're trying to distract from it. And I'll explain that when we come back. Also, do you agree with Justice Thomas? Contraception, same-sex marriage? Might be next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.